Take a long, slow, deep breath and let it out. And as you breathe in, ground yourself into the dark and safe earth below, sending down a grounding cord or roots, grounding yourself in whatever manner is appropriate for you, drawing the earth's energy up into the body. And on your exhalation, releasing any stress or anxiety, just let all the tensions within the body, the chatter in the mind, go. And with every in-breath, rooting yourself more firmly to the earth, drawing the earth's energy up and into the body, through the sex, belly, breathing the earth up into your heart, breathing the earth up into your throat, into your skull, and as you breathe, imagine the space that as an infant we refer to as the fontanelle, the place where those bones knit together, and allow the earth's energy to press gently from the inside against that crown, and gently and softly allow that crowning, those bones, to soften and open so that the earth's energy within the body moves through the body and up and out the crown. See the energy moving up in a straight line above your head, above the ceiling, beyond the rooftop and the treetops, up beyond the cloud cover, and into and through the atmosphere of the planet Earth, gently bursting forth into the cosmos. And with your attention there, outside the Earth, see stars and moons, the sun and the planets of our beautiful galaxy, the Milky Way. And let that column of power moving through you from the earth, through your body, and into the starry cosmic body of God herself, let that energy expand and open to the stars, drawing down stellar energy, lunar power, and solar power. With every breath, that energy comes down the column and into the crown. This is very simple. It happens because we imagine it. There's nothing complicated about it. It's as simple as sipping on a straw. Every inhalation, drawing down stellar energy. Connecting to that, and feel that as it enters the body. Mingling there with the energies of Earth and the energies of your own physical body. Now connect again to earth. On your in-breath, bring up the earth's energy through the body to the crown, and on your out-breath, breathing out into the stars through your crown, and then breathing down the stellar powers through your crown and body, and connecting them with the earth. Here we become the Axis Mundi, the world tree. We become the center which connects the circumference of all things. And thus connected, move your attention now to the space around you on this plane. What is before you, behind you, to the sides of you. This space around you and within you, the space above and below you, all have in common one thing, and that is that they are filled with life force. Life force is also known as mana, ashe, prana, and many other names. This is the invisible stuff, non-stuff, which holds all things together, and which enlivens all things. It is always around you, and we also generate life force in our own bodies, in the wild soul. Breathe in now the life force all around you. See it in your mind's eye as a mist or a fog, sparkling. Imagine the air around you impregnated with life force. And as you draw in each breath, you draw life force into you. Make a decision in the part of you which is rational and thinks and does things like make decisions. Make a decision in that talker part of you to breathe life force into the body so that you can become filled with life force and come into union with the other parts of your threefold spirit. As we breathe, we're breathing in sets of four. So breathing in and exhaling one. Breathe in, exhaling two, and again. Exhale, three, and one more time, and exhaling, four. There is a reason why we count four breaths, but that is for another time. For now, stay with the decision that you are breathing in the sparkling life force, mana, chi, prana, ashe, from all around you. It's as close as your breath. It is as distant as your mind's eye can imagine. And we are like a fish swimming in a sea of mana. As you continue to breathe in sets of four, deeply and naturally, move your attention to the part of you that is wild, that part of you that holds memory, the part of you that feels emotions and intuits realities. This part of you generates mana and also stores mana when asked to. Ask the wild within you to begin to store the life force as you breathe it in and out in sets of four. The wild in you knows exactly how to do this. In fact, has been waiting to be asked to do this. She will store the life force in your etheric body, which is a sheath very close to the skin of your physical body. Continue to breathe mana in sets of four, knowing that the first thing that the wild within you will do is give the extra life force to the parts of your body which need it most. Then he will begin to store it in your etheric body. The part of you that thinks does not have to think about this. Trust that your wild self is doing this work. As she does so, begin to imagine what it will be like for you to connect and align and bring into communion the part of you which is rational and thinking and logical with this part of you that is wild and emotional and intuitive and autonomic, with the part of you which is divine, unlimited, all-knowing, the most sound, whole, and perfect part of you, who resides just above the crown of your head, who is always there. What might it be like for the part of you that thinks and knows and can solve problems to communicate and be aligned with that part of you that is wild and playful and intuitive and magical, as well as that part of you which is holy and fully divine, that part of you which is God? Get a sense of how that might feel or be, how freeing, how liberating, like a coming home to oneself after a long separation. We're going to tell the wild in us now that the reason we're storing the life force is to bring all three parts of ourselves into alignment with one another. Breathe in life force as you say to the wild within you, "This is so all three souls may be made straight within me." Breathing in life force in sets of four, filling the wild, filling the body, filling the etheric body, and next we say out loud, "May all three souls be straight within me." Now, breathe four 4 more breaths of life force. Your fetch, your wild self, will divide the life force. The last breath should be blown up on the exhalation toward the beautiful sphere above you where your God soul resides. After you've made the offering to your God soul, don't forget to breathe. Our instinct is to hold our breath, but allow yourself to remain open, knowing that this is a beginning. We align our souls many times in each day so that all of our parts can take their rightful role in our lives. Yes, we align before an act of magic, but we want to remember that the whole of our lives is the greatest act of magic. And so we return to this practice, soul alignment, also known as the Ha prayer, many times over the course of a day. And this is a practice that we never set aside, having convinced ourselves that we are done. May your path be blessed in love.